I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health, to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided Radio.
Good morning, Central Illinois. You are tuning in to I've Decided radio show this morning. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your show. So excited that you have decided to join us and be a part of this program. We have a great show in store for you today. It's going to be kind of emotional around here in the studio. I have my friend Rachel Hadley. She is one of the owners at Illinois Home Solution. Hey, Rachel.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Welcome to the studio. I'm doing great. It's been kind of a cold last week, huh? But then all of a sudden now we're in a heat wave.
I'm so excited. It feels, it's like a 90 degree difference from
negative 20 to 50.
Right. It's insane.
It is. It's the craziest thing.
It makes you really grateful for 30 degrees and 40 degrees.
I think Mother Nature's having some emotional issues.
I think so. I think you're right.
And we're not, now listen, we're not just saying emotion because there's two girls in the studio here today, right? It's actually our weekly winning word. Emotion is our weekly winning word this week. And like we love to do every week on our radio show, just love to have a conversation with our guest geared around our weekly winning word that you get in your email each week. All of our members get our weekly winning resource, and it has a weekly winning word and a weekly winning quote and some weekly winning challenges and things for you to do to just kind of stay on track. And it correlates to your success planner and journal that you get. And if you have not signed up to get these tools, all you simply need to do is become a member of I've Decided and join our community so that you can get on track of achieving whatever your goals and dreams are. And we want to help you with that. So be sure to visit us at ivedecided.org and get signed up so you can get those tools that will help you be successful. And so we are going to be talking about the word emotion this week. And that word says a strong feeling deriving from one's circumstances, mood, or relationships with others. And I guess since there are two girls in the studio talking about moods, we can kind of...
We have to consciously manage those sometimes.
We do have to manage those emotions, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
I was doing some research and I read that regardless of what we believe, most all of our decisions are based on our emotion.
Right.
Would you agree with that,
Rachel? I would 1,000% agree with that because... Our emotions also show us what we like or what we don't like or our preferences. So even a choice of preference is really, I feel like, kind of based on emotional.
Yeah, how you feel today.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So if you're feeling excited and happy, it even determines what color you might put
Absolutely.
On.
Absolutely.
It's so true. And so we're fighting those emotions all the time, especially in achieving our goals and achieving our dreams. So now, are you one of those people, Rachel, who really tries to determine how your decisions for the day and setting your goals, or do you tend to be someone who does kind of let those emotions drift you through the day? Well, how do you take action in that aspect?
I'm totally a list person. So in the morning, I make a list of what I want to get done the next day. And I just kind of check those off. And it feels so good once I have like that sense of accomplishment and checking that mark off and things like that. But
it keeps you on track.
Yeah, it keeps me on track. And then it makes me feel good. And so I constantly do things throughout the day, I feel like, to make me feel good and make me feel better so that I can be more productive at work and more productive at home and a better friend and all of those things.
And manage those emotions.
Because
let's face it, you do work in a mostly male environment.
Oh, for
Illinois
sure.
Home Solutions.
For sure. Yeah. I work with all males except for our secretary, Jasmine, who's fantastic. They're all fantastic. But Jasmine's the only female that I work with. And so But yeah, it's definitely kind of a male dominated world in kind of relating to restoration and construction and things like that. So,
you have to keep those female emotions at check.
For sure. For sure. But you know what? The guys can be emotional too and not even realize it. So I feel like to be kind of conscious of everybody's emotions helps to, you know, manage people better and just really be in tune with how everybody's feeling and what everybody wants and, you know, meeting everybody's needs and stuff. So I feel like just being really conscious about our emotions is really important in any business, really.
Yeah. And you said your experience in working kind of in that male industry, but you actually worked in a car dealership in the maintenance department before.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it was so weird because I was kind of apprehensive about it when I first got that job and thinking I know nothing about cars, but I know a lot about people. And I know that, you know, women or people in general just coming into an environment where they don't know anything about something, I feel like seeing an honest, familiar face can kind of ease some of those hesitations and really make people feel at ease.
And be able to relate. So
right,
that's
absolutely.
Awesome. Yeah, yeah. And my famous line, my quote that I love saying this is the emotion follows the action.
Mm-hmm.
And so even though the research shows that our decisions really are controlled a lot of times by our emotion, sometimes our goals, the things that we want to accomplish, require us to do things that we don't feel like doing.
Right.
And so you were saying that you use your checklist.
Oh, yes.
And so that keeps you obviously on track when you don't feel like doing something. Mm-hmm. You know you have to get it done.
Right, right. And if I don't want to do it, it just keeps sitting there on my paper, in my list, nagging me to do it. So, but I feel like if I don't write things down, then it's really easy to forget about those things. So.
And that's funny because don't you think procrastination is probably one of the biggest downfalls to emotion?
Definitely.
Like if you don't feel like doing something, you just keep putting it off. And
yes.
That's why accountability is so important.
It is. It is. And that's another reason why I really like the I've Decided group is because I feel like we're all keeping each other accountable and saying, hey, how's this going? Hey, how's that going? And kind of just checking up on each other and being that big motivating factor to keep going.
Yeah, that accountability and support,
yes,
right? It's the two of the pieces of the success puzzle that we talk about for sure at I've Decided. And so we're very grateful for you too, Rachel, and for Illinois Home Thanks. Solutions. I know that some of you know, maybe you don't know, so I'll tell you that we moved into our new location over on Pioneer Parkway in Peoria, and it's formerly called The Garden, where dreams grow, and it's a fabulous building. It's a big building, and we're just leasing a portion of it, but it had been sitting empty
right.
for about 3 years, and that's actually how you and I met,
Absolutely.
Rachel, because I think Jeannie Quick, our go-to realtor, utilizes you guys as a resource when selling home in mold removal.
Right.
And
right.
so because our building had been sitting empty for so long, it had some mold issues and you guys were able to help us remove that.
Yeah, we see that a lot in like foreclosed homes or just anything that's kind of been closed up and hasn't had that airflow or action in it in a long time. It really just kind of stagnant moist air is a big part of what grows that mold. So yeah, we were able to get it fresh and clean and you couldn't even tell anymore that
I
it was
know.
There.
So and I was like, fantastic. So it was great. And then you guys decided that you would be a part of our group. And so we're so happy to have you as a resource. And you've just been such a awesome support. I mean, you're
thanks.
Like little Miss Motivator yourself. I don't know if you realize that or not.
I try to give what I get out of it. So you just want to give as much as you take. So I think that that's really important. So yeah, I try to push everybody and kind of be a support too.
And I see that value and it does not go unnoticed. It's
Thanks.
Very awesome. We love it and love having organizations like Illinois Home Solutions on board with us. And so when we were talking about this emotion, we were actually at our business network group a couple weeks ago. And I was talking about having you on the show and we were talking about this week's weekly winning word is emotion and the next week is love. Obviously it's February.
Right.
And so the month of love and you were like, I can really talk about either of those because truly mold is a pretty big deal, and it can be very emotional, especially where kids are involved, where homes and family. I mean, you know, like when one thing I wanted to talk about today, too, is like in our building, it was very obvious because when you walked in, you could smell the mold. Mm-hmm. It was like, oh, my gosh, there is definitely a problem. But a lot of times there isn't a smell, right? So how do you know the differences between the molds, and what should people kind of look out for?
Really, people should look out for if there's ever been a leak or high humidity or anything like that. That's the first indicator that there can be a mold problem, because mold can grow as quick as 24 to 48 hours. So say if somebody has a leak in their basement and they say, oh, it leaks every now and then it dries up or whatever, that can very easily be growing mold, and you might not necessarily be able to see it because it's not always black. It's not always obvious. It can be white. It can look like just a little bit of dust. So really, we recommend free inspections anytime somebody has had a water concern, anytime a specific area is wet or moist all the time, or if anybody is experiencing frequent allergies. So sometimes people don't realize that they have high humidity in a basement or crawl space or in their attic or something, but they're sneezing and coughing all the time, or they have headaches, or just have constant allergy problems or asthma problems. And then we go in there and say, hey, you don't realize it, but see this white stuff here, this is mold. Or we test something and find that what nobody realized was in fact mold. And then once we clean it up and they're all, you know, better and their allergies are clearing up, and it's amazing to see the health effects, and it's really amazing to see the benefits that people are having in their lives being changed, and not having to take medications all the time, or not have to worry about cleaning up the water that's been pouring into their basement so long, or being able to use a space of their home that they frequently weren't unable to use. So.
I know. I think about this little corner in my basement as you're sitting there describing.
Sorry.
Oh, no, I'm like, oh, the dungeon area of our basement. Our house is like 1959.
Right.
And I know we have moisture because the windows need to be replaced so bad. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's moisture in the window. So there's the.
Right.
It just is crazy. And then there's this basement area that's like, can we put like a curtain there and just pretend like it's not there?
Imagine
the
too, if you were, yeah, if you were just able to use that, if that were able to be a utilized space, or if you didn't feel like you had to put a curtain over it and it looked fantastic, you'd be inviting people down to your basement to say, look at my clean, awesome looking corner of my basement.
I feel so bad. The kids go down there with all their friends and they're like, I'm sure they're thinking, oh, we need to do something about that. Now, but now you guys remedy the mold, but then do you do some remodeling? Does that go along with the package deal sometimes?
Yeah, absolutely. A big part of mold restoration is making sure that the water source is eliminated. Otherwise, the mold will just come back again. So a big part of what we do is we not only get rid of the mold, but we fix the moisture problem that caused it in the first place. And it can be anything. It could be that your gutters need cleaned out, or that your downspouts need extended, or you need a new vapor barrier.
Or new gutters. You guys do that too?
We sublet that out, but we use a really trusted company to be able to do that for us. But everything else, we just package it all together. So it's kind of a one-stop shop sort of thing. And your moisture concern and the mold problem is all taken care of in one sweep.
Now, this might not be something that you really can answer because it might be case by case, but is there ever an instance where maybe insurance covers some of it because of leaking or mold or something?
Every now and then there are just a few who do cover mold. And I'm not super familiar with insurance coverage, but I believe that there are some policies where you kind of just check a mold addendum portion or something, and that covers it. But every now and then we see insurance companies help or pay for mold restoration.
Or help with that.
Yeah. Unfortunately, it's not very common, but we always recommend people to call their agent and just double check, because it never hurts to call and see if that's something that that's possible. But we see people do loans, you know, through their home equity, or we do payment plans and stuff too. So we always have the options, even when the insurance company doesn't pay for something like that.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So talking about that emotional side of your home, I mean, mm-hmm. that's a big deal. And like you said, people actually are being sick and then they're feeling better. So that's got to feel good.
Oh, it's fantastic. Whenever we see those reviews come in and say, hey, you know, I was giving my child Benadryl or whatever it was every night before he went to bed and he was still waking up in the middle of the night, coughing and sneezing and just absolutely miserable. And then to hear when people don't have to give that medication at all and then their children are getting a sound sleep, I have chills just talking about it right now. It makes me feel so good. And that's why we do what we do. And I just imagine that those children are learning better at school and just having a better time in general and not being sick all the time. And we have adults that experience the same stuff. So it's
awesome. I mean, even like the allergy medication makes you feel medicated.
Right.
You know, you just feel, ugh.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it might.
And it's expensive. It's not cheap.
That is so true. It is very, very expensive. So, hey, guys, if you are just tuning in, you're listening to I've Decided Radio Show today. And I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your show, talking to Rachel Hadley, owner of Illinois Home Solutions. And we are just having conversation. We were talking about mold removal because that's kind of what you guys do. But also diving into our weekly winning word, which is emotion. So how often do you think of the word emotion? Do you really ever contemplate how your emotions are impacting the decisions that you make? I hear this all the time, Rachel. We think about exercise, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And if I have the opportunity when I'm speaking about goals as far as healthy living and exercise, I always say to people, you know, you've worked all day. How many of you are really going to feel like going to exercise when you get off work?
It's hard.
I don't get very many people raise their hands.
Right.
Right. Nobody. I mean, it's the best excuse in the planet. Mm-hmm. You're exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
And we say excuse like it shouldn't be. But the truth is when you're exhausted, it's that emotion. When you're exhausted, you're exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a real emotion.
Right.
And, you know, overcoming those real emotions to force ourselves to do something that we know we need to do, even mm-hmm. though our emotional side is saying, you're really too tired for this. And that's what we really got to do, though.
Yeah, absolutely. And I feel like having a support system is really a big part of being able to, I mean, because it's hard to do anything alone. So when you have a good support system, I feel like it helps to balance your emotions a little bit and just kind of create that emotional intelligence if somebody comes to you and says, hey, so is this really a good excuse or is that really a good idea?
I know.
So it's really nice to have that support system too.
It is. And I use that with my running buddies, mm-hmm. you know, and I wake up very early in the morning to run. A lot of people know, I've heard that story, but I could not do it if I didn't have my running buddies. And I wouldn't want to. Like, the alarm goes off, and I think to myself, please, Lord, let somebody be sick this morning so we don't have to let it be pouring rain, anything. Because you try to talk yourself out
mm-hmm.
of it.
Mm-hmm.
But you know you have, like you said, that accountability.
Right.
And you hold yourselves accountable. And so now, speaking of emotion and making those decisions, one of the things you said is right now with the dry air, mm-hmm. it's not your busiest time.
Right.
So then there are probably things that you have to, it might be easy to just be like, oh, let me go get my nails done today. Mm-hmm. Let me just hang out and read a book because mm-hmm. I'm not that busy. So, you know, what do you do to, I know you said you make lists. Are there any other things that, do you set goals as far as like making certain phone calls to get some business going for the spring, or how do you guys stay on track like that?
Well, there's a lot of things that we do whenever it is slower. Like I want to kind of revamp our website. I want to add some things to it. I want to create newsletters, and I have all of these ideas that I can have more time to do in the winter when we're a little bit slower. So those are all on my list too. And I've been kind of picking away at each of them, but you're right, it's so easy to have excuses whenever we're slower to just kind of oh, I don't feel like it. It's that, like you said, that I don't feel like it is just the most, I feel like it's kind of the most toxic thing that we could think or that we could feel. And, but yeah, my lists are lifesavers for me.
Those to-do lists and that accountability. So, yeah, I mean, I just think about last week with all that cold when the town shut down.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, I felt like a bear hibernating.
Yes, it was
weird. I wasn't running. I literally was like sleeping. I was on the couch, watched old movies, dozed off, woke up, tried to do something. I wasn't even creative.
Right.
Like, I was just felt like a, just a dud.
Yeah, I was kind of the same way too. And it's so weird too, because well, my dad who founded our company, him and my mother live in Florida for half of the year now too. So, and we have one of our technicians down in Florida in training. He picked the perfect week to go to training, which is fantastic. So he got to miss this cold, but knowing that they're down there in the warm and it is
your parents, so they probably wouldn't turn you away if you showed up on their door. They'd probably be happy to see you.
Mason's going. He left actually this morning to go down and see them, and then I leave on Friday to go visit them.
Are you serious?
Too. So I'm super pumped after this bitter cold to be able to do that. So
oh my gosh, we're excited. That's exciting. And what part of Florida?
They are in Bonita Springs, so I believe it's kind of near Naples.
Oh, yeah. Okay. It just sounds so wonderful.
Doesn't it? That's what's getting me through. That's what got
gives
me
you something
January.
To look forward right. to, right? You just keep pushing through because right. of what's to come. I know. It was like this weekend. It was like, just get me to the weekend. Just get me to the weekend. Mm-hmm. It'll be 40. It'll be 50. I can live with that.
Oh, yeah.
Outdoor running weather instead of on the treadmill.
And so. The sun. I got up this morning, and even though it was, 20 degrees or something out today, I was like, it feels fantastic out today because it's not negative 25.
I know. And so, all right. So you were saying that you guys do free inspections? I thought I heard you say that. I'm like, totally free. I need to have you come over to my house for real.
Yeah, it's huge. We do free inspections and estimates. So, it's no obligations. If somebody doesn't go with us, that's totally fine. It's not like we're charging something and then it gets applied to their contract later. It's 1,000% free for homeowners. So, okay.
And you want to do them. You're not, even if somebody's saying, well, I don't know if I have the money to remedy it right now, but you're
that's
just
totally okay.
And so so walk me through, what would that look like? So I decide to have you guys come over and do a home inspection for our home. Tell me what that would look like.
Sure. He'll do, Mason, my brother, does a visual inspection. So he checks out the area, uses LED lights and other tools just to kind of find the mold. If we need testing, then we can do the testing for it just to make sure that something is, in fact, mold. And then the biggest part is he finds the source of the moisture. So we find out why the mold grew in the first place. So, and then we put an estimate together, and if somebody wants to move forward with it, then we help them out with that too.
That's awesome. And so a lot of times though, when you're dealing with basements, it's really that it's just an old basement, like with cracks in the bricks. So do you guys like redo all the brick down like in the basement and walls and stuff?
We do like a block sealant because and there's other options too. If somebody were to want to spend a bunch of money to have all of those blocks, you know, re-grouted or whatever, but we can do a block sealant that 9 times out of 10 will fix the problem. And if it doesn't, then we'll know ahead of time before we do something like that to recommend something different. But sealing the blocks in a foundation, if it is in fact the blocks that are leaking or dehumidifiers or installing a sump pump down there. We actually also offer it's not people have like a steel beam to keep their walls of their basement from caving in a little bit more. We have a strip that we can apply actually that keeps it from caving in.
Yeah, because that's what it almost looks like. I'm like, one of these days that wall's gonna fall down, then what?
Oh yeah, yeah. And sometimes it's too gone and it needs to be completely redone. But if it's at just the kind of sweet spot where it's bowed a little bit, we can we have actually a lifetime warrantied application that we can put down To keep it from bowing in any further. And then we put block sealant on top of that so that it doesn't leak. So it's a fantastic solution to something.
Having to replace the whole thing that could cost thousands of dollars.
Yeah, push it back or something like that. So we've done quite a few projects where we save people possibly tens of thousands of dollars and having to dig everything out and push it back or redo it. So it's a really cool solution for that.
No, that's actually awesome. I'm definitely going to have you guys come out and check that out. Now, real quick, as we're wrapping it up, there are different kinds of molds, right?
Yeah, definitely.
And so, like, are we dealing with all the molds here in Central Illinois? Or, I mean, does it just depend? How do you get, like, what's not that black mold?
Right.
You know, that's what everybody's afraid of.
Right.
Like,
and black mold has the bad rep. Like, everybody's afraid of just the black mold, or we get phone calls every now and then saying, hey, I think I've got some mold in my basement, but it's not black mold, so it's okay. But it's not okay because it still is deteriorating your building material. And really, it just affects everybody's allergies. For instance, I can walk into a house that has black mold in it and I'm not sniffling. I don't have any allergic reaction. But I had a garage one time that was finished, but it wasn't air conditioned or heated. And so it was growing mold like crazy. And it had like this white dusty mold. It wasn't the black stuff. But the second I stepped foot in that garage, my eyes were itchy. My skin was itchy. My breathing was weird. So it all depends. And we hear a lot of time too where people will say, well, I've lived here for 10 years and the mold didn't hurt me. But if they go to sell their house or something, then the new family, it might potentially hurt them. So, and we've run into situations like that too, where people have purchased a home and didn't know that it had mold in it because they didn't have an inspection done specifically for mold. And then they move in and they're like, oh my gosh, we have mold. And then there's really...
And obviously, they can have a free inspection.
Yeah,
so it doesn't make
free,
sense
so it, exactly.
to buy a house without having it tested
exactly.
to know or have your own house tested. And
right.
at least you know where you stand.
Right.
And even if you don't, you know, it might be something that you can live with for a little while longer, but mm-hmm. at least you know where you are, where it stands, and what needs to be done
right.
to remedy it
right.
so that you can start taking some steps in
right.
that direction.
And we've had situations too where Mason will go on an inspection and he'll say, hey, this is like a 1x1 foot area. You can take care of this yourself. You don't need me. You don't need a professional. Or nope, this is just soot. This isn't mold. You don't have to worry about it. And we every now and then go on calls that are just the same and we still don't charge anything for it. So it literally costs $0.
So do it, right? For sure. It doesn't make sense. Amazing. All right. So, Rachel, thank you so much for being in the studio.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
I learned so much really about what you do, Illinois Home Solutions, and the opportunity to have that free inspection, which I'm going to take advantage of.
Thanks.
I think we all should because it's important. And I learned about that, obviously, from when you guys removed the mold from
right.
our location. And so, anyways, we're just thankful to have you on board with I've Decided.
Thank you. It was great
having the conversation around
for sure.
emotion.
Absolutely.
And just a really great topic. And we do have to recognize that emotion is real. It is a real feeling. It exists, but we do, you know, also know that we have goals and we have things mm-hmm. we want to do and accomplish. And that requires us to make decisions that sometimes go against how we actually feel.
Right.
And that's what we want you to know today. So it's hard to be successful. It is hard to achieve your goals and dreams, but you can do it. And like you said, Rachel, with the right support and accountability,
absolutely,
it is possible. And we can help you. And that's what I've decided is all about. If you have not joined our community, I want to extend this invitation to you right now. It's only $12.99 a month. You get all the pieces of the puzzle for success, including all three of our motivational and leadership conferences, as well as your own success planner and journal. You get a new one every year. And we get together monthly for our success social so that we can all connect and share and be motivated. Plus, you get some awesome exclusive discounts, too. So lots of good reasons to join our community. We definitely want you to come on board with us so that we can get you moving in that direction towards success in your goals and dreams. And so thank you so much for joining us today. Thanks again, Rachel.
Thank you.
Rachel Hadley, Illinois Home Solutions. How do they get in touch with you really quick?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Our phone number is 309-444-3444, or you can reach us at www.illinoishs.com.
Awesome. And be sure to give her a call so you can get your free mold inspection. All right, guys, enjoy the rest of this awesome Sunday and the weather. Yay!
Yay!
We'll see you next week. We'll be talking about love.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio. For more information, go to ivedecided.org. What will you decide?